This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. All right, wildfires in the West, the earthquakes in Mexico, plural, the hurricanes times three. Add to those refugee crises around the world. The news is now, but when the headlines fade, relief charities will still need money coming in. Marketplace's Annie Baxter takes a look at the challenges.
Save the Children is one of the big charities helping disaster victims. It's got capacity to send staff to many parts of the world. After Harvey, for example, workers went into shelters with diapers, formula, and clothing. They even set up play areas for kids. But the organization also has longer-term plans for affected communities, like restoring childcare centers.
For working parents, it's incredibly important to have operational facilities for childcare so that they can get back to work.
Abby Safferstein of Save the Children says her organization is more than halfway to its goal of raising $30 million for Harvey and Irma victims. But raising money could get much harder even a month from now. Bob Ottenhoff at the Center for Disaster Philanthropy says about 80% of donations arrive within a month of disaster striking.
So there's this very short window when there's this huge outpouring of generosity, and then it pretty much dries up.
He says charities need to get donors to think more about victims' long-term needs, especially when there are multiple disasters. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.